Well, if you have been listening to any of our audio booths we've been doing the last couple of weeks, you will be aware that I consider sort of Christmas telly as part of my Christmas tradition. And we are here in Liverpool broadcasting the next couple of weeks. If you're wondering why the sound sounds different, it's because probably, I'm not entirely sure, but it probably has something to do with the fact that whilst I do have all my professional equipment here, including my little Sony compressor thingy and my very good quality microphone, we've opted for this thing here, which we got from the pound shop, which doesn't quite give you the best sound quality, but nonetheless, it's something we thought we'd go with, sort of experiment with it. We were using it in the summer for our Radio Goes Pop programs in the summer, and quite frankly, I like it. In fact, I like it a lot. That's very nice music. I do approve, Pilar, yes. I didn't ask for it, but it's quite nice. Can we sort of turn it off? Oh, that's better. Great. Okay, well, one of the things we've been sort of following quite a lot via the Twitter and everything is the BBC Archive Collections team. They have a Twitter page, and I want to sort of take this opportunity, folks, if you're listening, I totally understand if you're not, but if you are, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, etc., so forth. And they do an awful lot to keep these sort of collections always changing and everything, keeps it fresh, which I think is fantastic. So hello, Jim and Kate and the team. Some of the things, the most recent sort of things they've been tweeting about on this day. In 1958, E.M. Forster spoke to the BBC. You can check that out by going to archive at BBC. That's the Twitter page, and click on the most recent tweet. Alfred Hitchcock, whilst making Frenzy, spoke to BBC Radio. There's a link there for that as well. And also, if you've heard of the film The King's Speech, you can hear the real George VI speaking in this recording. That's from one of their latest sort of collections that's been released as well. That's all available at twitter.com/archive@bbc. Don't forget, we have our own little Twitter tweet type thing. It's twitter.com/ what's it called? I keep forgetting. English Radio.